If people want to be misinformed, so what? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The mainstream media is always so negative. This latest headline, for example, nearly one in five Americans think Obama is Muslim. You could just as easily have written, more than four out of five Americans realize Obama is not Muslim. But no, the mainstream media is determined to beat up on people who are misinformed as if that will somehow turn them around. Did you see the Associated Press story directing its reporters never to refer to that controversial New York mosque as the Ground Zero Mosque, since it is in fact more than two blocks from the edge of Ground Zero? Once again, the AP clings to this quaint idea that being accurate is going to change anybody's mind. The fact is that trying to throw facts at people who are misinformed simply convinces them you're covering something up. Running stories to prove Obama's not a Muslim only confirms that he is. Running stories pointing out that the mosque is not at Ground Zero only proves there's a conspiracy to make us think it's not at Ground Zero, which means it probably is closer to Ground Zero than ever. Face it, there are people who just don't like the New York mosque and never will. There are people who don't like Obama and never will. There are people who don't like gay marriage and never will. They don't really know why, and they don't really care why. What's important is that these people, instead of being glued to Facebook like everybody else, are logging on to news sites to fight about it. And thank goodness, otherwise we'd be out of business. So quit dissing them. Although, come to think about it, that's what gets them angry. So diss away! Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.